To Portland City Council. This is the Thursday afternoon session, Thursday, October 4th, 2018, of the Portland City Council. We're now in session. Carla, please, well, first of all, hello.
Good afternoon.
Please call the roll.
Udaly. Fritz.
Here.
Fish. Saltzman.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And Commissioner Udaly had to step out, but later on she asked me if I would read a statement on her behalf when we get to the substantive items. So if people, Michelle, could you help remind me to do that so I do not forget to do that?
I can do that. I can remind you.
Very good. So without further ado, could you go ahead and read the statement?
I'd be glad to.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you very much. Carla, could you please read our one item for today?
Okay. Item 1040, adopt the Southwest Corridor Equitable Housing Strategy and direct early implementation actions.
Very good. And I think, Eric Engstrom, are you going to go ahead and introduce our afternoon agenda?
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Engstrom. I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and with me is Ryan Curran. Thank you for considering today's resolution to adopt the Southwest Corridor Equitable Housing Strategy. This is an important step as we plan to expand the region's transit system into the corridor. New transit is critical to bringing better access to more housing, education, and job opportunities. That said, we know displacement risk from the rising cost of living and lack of affordable housing threatens the existing economic and cultural diversity in the corridor. That's already happening. Displacement harms households and disrupts communities as well as creating obstacles to achieving the region's long-range growth plans. If the households that are most dependent on transit...
I'm sorry, Eric. We have a problem with the closed captioning. Could we pause for just a moment?
Absolutely.
Fix that? Thanks. Carla, should we take a recess for a couple of minutes while
yes,
they fix that?
Do that?
Why don't we just take a brief recess?
Okay.